It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while.
Wear your mask, you'll make your face feel warmer. 8:09, and it's time for Dean Richards' Morning Entertainment Roundup. How you doing, Dean?
Doing very well. I know, you know, with the inauguration yesterday, you know, there was history and, you know, serious things. I was focused purely on the entertainment and what people were wearing.
Well, it was a pretty good show last night. You know what? If you voted for Joe Biden, watching everything that went on yesterday and last night, you had to feel really great about him. And if you voted for Donald Trump, you should have felt great about our country.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, exactly the same thing, how you know, both sides would feel about this. I don't know how anybody, you know, the message was, let's work together, let's get things done together, let's move forward. How can anybody not want that? You know, the country to work together. Mm-hmm. Although, if you read social media, there are plenty of people who are already considering the Biden administration a disaster after less than 24 hours.
Well, I had a problem. I mean, my one criticism last night, the three presidents, Obama and Bush and Clinton, on the entertainment special last night,
yeah.
Did they really have to all sing Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead? That was uncalled for, I thought.
Right, right. I heard that it was originally supposed to be a three-part Row, Row, Row Your Boat. you know, but I don't know. Maybe there was a timing issue. I'm not really sure why they changed it.
The music, it was like something for everybody, right?
I really enjoyed the special. I enjoyed it even before the special, during the day, when Lady Gaga came out to sing the national anthem. It was just, it's going to go down as one of the greatest versions of the national anthem. I think, you know, right up there with Whitney Houston's that she did at the Super Bowl back in the 90s. And then Jennifer Lopez came on shortly after that. Here's a little taste of both of those. Jennifer Lopez, you know, has to reflect on where she's come from. You know, Jenny on the Block, mm-hmm. a former fly girl mm-hmm. on the TV show In Living Color, and now singing at a presidential inauguration so beautifully, so majestically, looking gorgeous. But that Lady Gaga dress was fantastic.
Did you expect anything less?
I was hoping for something edible, you know, because she is known. You know, you get hungry sitting up there on the podium. You want to peel off, you know, some sliced ham or, you know, something like that off of her outfit. But that, I guess you would call it a hoop skirt. It was certainly fashioned like that. And then that the brooch that she was wearing, I don't even know if you can technically call it a brooch. It was the size of the state of Rhode Island.
I'm glad we could see her behind that. You
yeah.
know, what you said about Jennifer Lopez is so true, and it reminds me of what President Biden said about what he told, I think it was someone maybe in China, I don't know, somewhere in the world where he was traveling, and they asked him to describe America, and he said he did it in one word, opportunity.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. I mean, really, it's the American dream. It's you know, you go from humble beginnings, you work hard, and Jennifer Lopez works hard, very, 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 very hard. And, you know, same with Gaga. Gaga came from a very blue-collar background as well, mm-hmm. as did many of the performers that we saw featured last night.
Hey, you had Mr. Blue Collar Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, the king of blue collars. Are you kidding me? He did, well, let's listen to a few more of the performers, and then we can chat about it.
Well, big wheels roll through fields where sunlight streams. Oh, meet me in a land of hope and dreams.
Keep going higher and higher and higher and higher.
This is Justin Timberlake. And the Foo Fighters.
Dave Grohl dedicating the song that they did, Times Like These, to teachers who have been doing phenomenal work during the quarantine. I didn't know that Dave Grohl's mom was a teacher for 35 years. So, I mean, he's got a personal interest for dedicating a song like that. Timberlake sang with Aunt Clemens. And, of course, Springsteen's Land of Hope and Dreams is classic. And we also had John Legend doing a song that was originally done by the great Nina Simone.
Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me.
Despacito, oh. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito.
Hey.
I liked how they worked in essential workers through all this, too.
Yeah. Fun to see the hospital workers, people who are, the necessary workers. This is the song that we told you about yesterday from Tim McGraw and Tyler Hubbard called Undivided that they, performed specially for the show last night.
I like this. It's
really
perfect.
Really nice. It's the perfect song. It's called Undivided. Of why do things have to be black and white? Why can't we find some common ground? I mean, that's really our only hope.
No kidding.
That they put so well in song.
You know, you think about the history of this country, and we tend to elect the right person at the right time. Maybe we go too far one way. Well, then we go the other way.
Self-adjust, yeah.
It just has worked in our history. Let's hope it continues to do that.
Yep.
More highlights from last night's inauguration spectacular. And I must say, Dean, and I know I'm a bit jingoistic, but seeing these performances and the essential workers and the backdrop of our beautiful Capitol and the monuments, it gave me goosebumps.
Yeah, it did. Maybe not the kind of goosebumps that Tom Hanks had. Didn't he look like he was freezing the whole, whole night? Well, somebody please buy this guy some long underwear. I hope he was wearing some, but he looked like he was going to snap in half.
I got the feeling that it was kind of a last minute, here's the script, and we're going to put you over here. But, Tom Hanks, he's always good.
He could have put a coat on, too. There's a novel idea. And the whole time, it was so beautiful. Just the whole setting was so beautiful. But seeing Tom Hanks in that spot made me think of the Forrest Gump movie where he runs, across trying to find Jenny, which was kind of ironic. It was so interesting to me also with the show. I mean, it started at 7:30. It was on virtually every channel. You couldn't get away from it if you were watching television last night. The first 20 minutes, half hour, I thought to myself, well, this is kind of a slow, the pacing of the show is slow. They're choosing really slow and solemn songs, I guess, for the solemnity of the occasion. But as the show went on, the pace built. I mean, it was a really cleverly assembled show where it built and built and built. And toward the end of the show, we got a couple of great performances. I know you love this Bill Withers song, Lovely Day. You featured the original frequently on the show here. I love it, too. And hearing Demi Lovato do it was just great.
Yeah.
And the world's all right with me.
fantastic. Seasons of Love.
There's some of Broadway's biggest stars doing one of the most recognizable songs from Broadway, Seasons of Love from Rent. So appropriate as well. But then the finale.
This is my favorite.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. Watching that with the fireworks and the monuments, if you didn't get a chill, there's something wrong with you.
Goosebumps, tears. It was spectacular. I mean, number one, Katy Perry sounded and looked amazing. But the song was so appropriate for the moment, and I have never in my life seen a better fireworks display.
Yeah, that was crazy, wasn't it?
I'm never going to be able to go to Navy Pier in summertime again after this, or the 4th of July shows that we have here, which are nice, but
they had
compared to this.
All that money left over, they couldn't have the unusual inaugural balls. They threw it all in the fireworks show, apparently.
So.
And then you see the shots of not only the beautiful monuments and D.C., but the cuts to the Biden family, and he's holding one of his grandkids.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
And then they're on the balcony, the president and Jill looking at this. Wow.
I thought I was going to feel disappointed that they weren't going to have the usual inaugural balls and all the
things. No, this was better.
This was so much better. This was so much better. And as the new president said several times last night, that it's about you. It's not about me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the show was. This was an inaugural present for the citizens of America. It was such a good show.
Too bad we blew the country's budget on the fireworks show.
That's right.
We enjoyed it, though.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're not going to have to.
There's no money.
We're not going to be able to get our mail delivered to our houses anymore.
Right, forget the stimulus.
One of the kind of funny things that happened during the actual swearing-in ceremony is when Garth Brooks came out, and he did a beautiful job on Amazing Grace. And then after the song, something interesting happened. Here's a little clip of that.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Yeah, so Garth sings the song, does a beautiful, beautiful job, goes over and shakes hands with President Biden, with Vice President Harris, with former Vice President Pence, and as he's leaving, he realizes that he didn't say hello or goodbye to Presidents Clinton, Obama, and Bush, and it's like a wedding reception line. Garth Brooks is going back into the line. He doesn't have a mask on. He's not social distancing. He's hugging. It was sweet. It's very nice. He clearly has a relationship with all these people.
Glad they were outside.
But it's a good thing they were outside, and at least the former presidents were all wearing their masks and First Lady.
Got a minute left here. We should mention the Chicago Children's Choir, shouldn't we?
Yeah, they performed. Stephen Colbert did his show live last night. And there was a lot of talk, obviously, on the events of the day. But the performance at the end of the show featured the Chicago Children's Choir, the Chicago Children's Symphony Orchestra, along with actress, singer Cynthia Erivo and Chance the Rapper. And I just wanted to give some love to some of Chicago's very own, who just sounded great last night.
Let's take a look around. Crying got up off the ground. Clock running out of time. 2020 better ride, because we lost more than we had to lose. And it made some choices we were forced to choose in the morning.
Put your hand in my hand.
Take it back like Jurassic. We gonna take it back from the masters. We gonna take it back to the masses. We gonna take the mask off the monster. We gonna take it.
So, you know, Chance doing what he does best. Cynthia Erivo sounded beautiful, but just a big shout out. The Chicago Children's Choir and the Children's Symphony, I'm just so happy for them and so proud of them, you know, getting this national spotlight like this for what they do. They do great work.
I'm glad you got that in today. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.
See you then.